Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 19, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin's mempool saw an anomalous number of big transactions on Friday. U.S. Gov extradites alleged fraudster for selling fake securities for $11 million in BTC. Local Ethereum adds Bitcoin as local Bitcoins bows to Finland regulators. Tacit and Blockfills launch trade at settlement product for Bitcoin. Wall Street Trader, Bitcoin's Lightning Network pulled me in. Hacker offers $100,000 in BTC as bounty for hacking Halliburton. US SEC takes another look at rejected Bitwise Bitcoin ETF proposal. Spotlight on Bitcoin as HSBC shuts Hong Kong protest-linked account. PayPal joins $4.2 million round for crypto banking compliance startup. Longhash blockchain researchers dispute 2017 single whale theory. Now let's get started. Bitcoin's mempool saw an anomalous number of big transactions on Friday. On November 15, Bitcoin's BTC blockchain mempool was at its highest level since January last year, according to figures from blockchain data website blockchain.com. On November 15, Bitcoin's mempool size reached over 90 megabytes MB, a value not seen since January 2018. The Bitcoin mempool holds all the unconfirmed transactions that are waiting to be validated by miners. An apparent anomaly. In most cases, the bigger the mempool, the more transactions are waiting to be confirmed by miners, but in this case, the situation is quite different. At its peak, the number of unconfirmed transactions sitting in Bitcoin's mempool on November 15 was a little over 20,000. The number was higher if only by a couple hundred of transactions only 2 days before, with a mempool of about 12.6 megabytes at its highest. All of this data seemingly indicates that last weekend, the average size of transactions was significantly bigger than usual. Bigger than usual transactions generally involve many inputs or outputs, or simply store data on the blockchain. Alex Saunders, the CEO and founder of Australian cryptocurrency news outlet Nuggets News AU, suggested in a tweet on November 17 that the cause of the large size of the mempool was the activity of cryptocurrency exchange Binance. Saunders said that the mempool was filled by Binance moving small quantities of Bitcoin or Omni-based Tether USDT from many addresses with the lowest possible fees, which would result in the transactions being held in the mempool for more time. At the end of 2017, Bitcoin saw its mempool reach 120 megabytes and transaction fees cost as much as $16. At the time, Bitcoin analyst and researcher Nick Carter suggested that the mempool showed suspicious behavior because the network was flooded by a great number of transactions sent with the lowest possible fees. U.S. Gov extradites alleged fraudster for selling fake securities for $11 million in BTC. The United States has extradited a Swedish national from Thailand for allegedly selling fraudulent securities to investors online, garnering over $11 million worth of Bitcoin, BTC. Per a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, published on November 18, Roger Nils Jonas Carlson is on his way to the U.S. to stand trial on behalf of himself and his company, Eastern Metal Securities. The indictment. According to the DOJ, Carlson was arrested on June 17. On July 25, a U.S. federal grand jury indicted Carlson on charges of alleged securities fraud, wire fraud and money laundering. Carlson allegedly used Eastern Metal Securities, as well as an array of false online identities, to funnel investors into paying $98 per share in the company on the promise of an eventual payout of 1.15 kilograms of gold per share as of press time, worth nearly $60,000. Operating this business remotely, Carlson took payment from investors using virtual currencies including Bitcoin, on the promise of returning 97% of the value of their initial investment in the event that the gold payout did not pan out. The DOJ says that 3,575 people invested a total of over $11 million in Carlson's scheme. Per the release, that money is now tied up in Thailand's real estate market. Other recent prosecutions in crypto. Late last week, a founder of massive Ponzi scheme OneCoin, which centered around a cryptocurrency that didn't exist, pleaded guilty to charges including fraud and money laundering. The man, Konstantin Ignatov, faces up to 90 years behind bars. New York's Southern District Court recently indicted a man for wire fraud. Asa St. Clair reportedly used ill-gotten investor funds to finance his other firms as well as some of the high life in Manhattan. Local Ethereum adds Bitcoin as local Bitcoins bows to Finland regulators. One of the main competitors of P2P Bitcoin, BTC, exchange local Bitcoins has taken even more of its market share as the Finnish company seeks regulatory compliance. In a blog post on November 19, Local Cryptos, formerly Local Ethereum, said it had completed the pivotal step of adding support for Bitcoin as well as Ether, ETH. Local Ethereum becomes Local Cryptos. The platform is a one-stop shop for fiat to crypto ramps worldwide, beginning with BTC and ETH, the blog post reads, describing the move as a large milestone. In the future, more cryptocurrencies will join its offering. Local Cryptos will list some of the most popular Ethereum-based tokens over time. We'll develop a new smart contract to handle ERC-20s, and, in the more distant future, ERC-721s. Finland, Local Bitcoins as official virtual currency provider. The move comes roughly a week after Local Bitcoins announced its registration with regulators in its home country of Finland. Part of a multi-year scheme to formalize its compliance, Local Bitcoins is now an official virtual currency provider in the eyes of the Finnish Financial Supervisory Authority or FinFSA. As Cointelegraph reported, the platform's metamorphosis has alienated many users, who found they were no longer able to transact anonymously. Executives had incrementally phased out ways of trading on local bitcoins without revealing one's identity, with cash trades now banned and ID submission obligatory. By contrast, Local Cryptos stays away from such requirements, operating as a non-custodial resource under which no financial liability is taken on. The setup allows the platform to retain features that Local Bitcoins has shunned. When cash trades disappeared, Local Cryptos turned the decision into a PR opportunity on social media. Other operators in the space, such as Bisc, also saw a surge in popularity during the change, which occurred in June this year. Tacit and Blockfills launch trade at settlement product for Bitcoin. New York-based fintech provider Tacit is partnering with digital asset market maker Blockfills to launch an institutional trade at settlement (TAS) product for spot Bitcoin, XBT, USD. According to a November 18 report by Hedgeweek, Blockfills, which specializes in digital asset electronic market making, trading and prime brokerage, will join forces with Tacit, formerly known as True Digital, to launch the product by mid-December. New products for crypto traders to hedge risk. TAS is a specific type of electronic order book that enables buyers and sellers to trade at or close to a settlement price established during a discrete fixing period. Widely used in derivatives markets for a range of underlying assets, the model is designed to reduce uncertainty and to eradicate slippage in execution by establishing a determined price for participants to trade around. TAS developers argue that by contrast, retail spot exchanges are beset with risks and uncertainty associated with price volatility, abrupt price movements and significantly wider spreads. For the Bitcoin, XBT, USD, TAS product, Tacit's Bitcoin, BTC, reference rates constructed from aggregated institutional size quotes from over 10 global over-the-counter digital asset market makers will underpin the settlement price at each window. Blockfills trading platform infrastructure will be used to manage order flow, matching, execution and settlement of trades. Tacit's director of sales Josh Gibson outlined that TAS provides a way to offset the risk of price movements on their futures positions and or rebalance the gamma on option positions with no risk of excessive slippage. With the growth of digital asset derivatives, participants of all kinds will need new and efficient ways to hedge their positions. Steps towards full CFTC oversight. As Cointelegraph has reported, TASSET recently succeeded in overcoming the first hurdle in its bid to launch its own fully regulated crypto derivatives exchange. The United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, approved the transfer of existing registration rights from affiliated financial services firm that paved the way to allowing TASSET to operate an exchange listing futures or options contracts with the agency's oversight. In March, TASSET, when it was still known as True Digital, partnered with crypto data firm Kaiko and digital assets analytics company Inca Digital Securities to widen the distribution of its over-the-counter reference rates for Bitcoin and Ethereum, ETH, the latter of which it created in partnership with Consensus. Wall Street Trader, Bitcoin's Lightning Network pulled me in. Bond market veteran Nick Badia says that with Lightning, Bitcoin, BTC, has become an unprecedented asset by combining a store of value with medium of exchange scale and speed. This recognition prompted him to quit his former work for an institutional asset manager trading United States Treasuries on Wall Street, as he outlined in a blog post on November 18. Unprecedented in human history. Badia is now an adjunct professor of finance and economics at the USC Marshall School of Business, whose involvement in Bitcoin has since evolved to include a research role at Bitcoin payments stack developer OpenNode. In his post, Badia several times underscores the almost ungraspable difference in the scale of the two financial worlds he has inhabited. Back when he first encountered the cryptocurrency in 2016, he writes, Bitcoin had less than $20 billion in total value. I, a relatively small player in the bond market, was turning over $20 billion in treasuries in just a few months. Crucial to closing this gap to bring Bitcoin's adoption to a level that can rival the Federal Reserve's processing of $767 trillion via its wire system in 1 year, Badia focuses on the functionality that Lightning Network brings to the cryptocurrency. As previously reported, the Lightning Network is a second-layer solution to Bitcoin's scalability limitations, opening payment channels between users that keep the majority of transactions off-chain, turning to the underlying blockchain only to record the net results. Recognizing the potential of Bitcoin's digital scarcity and its resulting store of value properties when combined with the functionality of Lightning-enabled fast transaction settlement prompted Badia to resolutely turn his back on his erstwhile Wall Street career. He writes, Bitcoin's supply schedule initially hooked me, but Lightning was the force that was pulling me in, a store of value asset exhibiting medium of exchange currency speed and scale as unprecedented in human history, and worth pursuit. Digital gold and micropayments. Earlier this month, investor Tim Draper singled out innovations such as the Lightning Network and OpenNode would be key in propelling the Bitcoin price higher, reaffirming his belief that BTC, USD would hit $250,000 by 2022 or 2023. He said, It's because of Lightning Network and OpenNode and maybe others that are allowing us to spend Bitcoin very freely and quickly, so that it's not just a store of value but it can be used for micropayments. Hacker offers $100,000 in BTC as bounty for hacking Halliburton. Anonymous hacker Phineas Fisher will pay up to $100,000 in crypto to hackers for leaking some damaging information about global high-profile firms. The bounty, called the Hacktivist Bug Hunting Program, was published on November 15 and targets big companies including Israeli spyware vendor NSO Group and American oil company Halliburton, as Vice reported on November 17. The idea of the new bounty is to pay other hackers who carry out politically motivated hacks against firms, which would lead to the disclosure of documents in the public interest, according to Vice. Other targets reportedly include mining and livestock companies in South America. Phineas Fisher will pay hackers in Bitcoin or Monero. In a purported manifesto published on Friday, Phineas Fisher said that he will pay hackers in cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, BTC, or privacy-oriented coin Monero, XMR. Phineas Fisher, who has never been identified and may be an individual or a group of hackers, reportedly stated, Hacking to obtain and leak documents with public interest is one of the best ways for hackers to use their abilities to benefit society. I am not trying to make anyone rich. I am just trying to provide enough funds so that hackers can make a decent living doing a good job. Anonymity of hacktivism raises major concerns. As reported by Vice, Phineas Fisher's identity has never been made public even after an investigation into the famous hacking team hack. In 2015, Phineas Fisher took over the servers of the Hacking Team, an Italian firm providing hacking and surveillance software for police and corporations, in order to expose all the company's secrets in a 400-gigabyte torrent file containing internal emails, files, and source code. After an extensive investigation, Italian authorities reportedly said that they had no idea who Phineas Fisher was. As Phineas Fisher has remained anonymous since 2014 and recently announced the controversial bounty, the anonymity of hacktivism has raised major concerns among nations so far. Andrew Thompson, a manager at the cybersecurity firm FireEye, tweeted November 17 that he has 0% trust in anything portrayed as hacktivism, which is anonymous. On November 14, Cointelegraph reported on an anonymous organization called Unknown Fund, which plans to donate $75 million in Bitcoin to startups focused on anonymity and the protection of personal data. US SEC takes another look at rejected Bitwise Bitcoin ETF proposal. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) is reviewing its decision to reject the Bitcoin (BTC) exchange-traded fund (ETF) filing from Bitwise Asset Management and NYSE Arca. Taking a second look. In an announcement on November 18, the commission said that the ETF filing from Bitwise Asset Management and NYSE Arca will return to review, following the earlier rejection for not meeting the necessary requirements. In October, the U.S. regulators said that the applicants did not meet the necessary requirements regarding possible market manipulation and illicit activities. The SEC wrote at the time, "The commission is disapproving this proposed rule change because, as discussed below, NYSE Arca has not met its burden under the Exchange Act and the commission's rules of practice to demonstrate that its proposal is consistent with the requirements of Exchange Act Section 6, B, 5, and, in particular, the requirement that the rules of a national securities exchange be designed to prevent fraudulent and manipulative acts and practices." Continued concerns about market manipulation. One of the regulators' major concerns when evaluating new commodity-based ETFs is establishing whether the underlying market is resistant to manipulation. In the SEC order that rejected Bitwise's application, the commissioners wrote that the evidence insufficiently supported the claim that the real spot market for Bitcoin, when fake and/or non-economic data is removed, is sufficiently resistant to manipulation. However, today the regulator announced that it is reviewing the proposal, so once again, any party or person may file a statement in support of, or in opposition to, the action made pursuant to delegated authority, no later than December 18, 2019. The SEC further points out that the order to disapprove the proposed listing of the ETF filing from Bitwise Asset Management and NYSE Arca will remain in effect pending the commission's review. Timeline for the first crypto ETF approval? Charles Liu, CEO of the confidential ledger protocol Findora, recently said of a realistic timeline for the first crypto ETF approval, that he is doubtful that the process will be quick. For a Bitcoin ETF proposal to gain SEC approval, the sponsor will need to prove that real price discovery is happening as opposed to market manipulation. Liu did not believe this will happen in the near future, adding, the SEC will require surveillance sharing agreements with significant cryptocurrency exchanges, a requirement that few foreign domiciled exchanges will agree to. Industry professionals seem to display a certain level of reserved optimism, believing that at some point, the crypto industry will get its coveted prize, but not just yet. Spotlight on Bitcoin as HSBC shuts Hong Kong protest-linked account. The need for censorship-resistant currencies like Bitcoin, BTC, has been thrown, yet again, into stark relief as HSBC shutters an account reportedly used to fund Hong Kong protesters. As the Hong Kong Economic Journal reported on November 18, the British multinational bank recently closed a corporate account that was reportedly being used to transfer crowdsourced funds to support protesters' activities. HSBC says closure a matter of regular review. 5 months into the Hong Kong protests now reaching an increasingly violent fever pitch, the bank presented its decision as a formal procedure, stating that it found the account was purportedly being used inconsistently with the purpose originally stated in its paperwork. In accordance with a 30-day notice rule, the account, which remains unnamed, was informed last month that its functionality would cease this week. In correspondence with Bloomberg, Vin Tran, a spokeswoman for the bank in Hong Kong, wrote that, "As part of our responsibility to know our customers and safeguard the financial industry, we regularly review our customers' accounts. If we spot activity differing from the stated purpose of the account, or missing information, we will proactively review all activity, which can also result in account closure." London-headquartered HSBC has upheld its strong presence in the city due to alleged pressure to maintain its standing with residents there, Bloomberg writes. The company derived over 35% of its adjusted revenue from Hong Kong in the first 9 months of 2019 and reportedly stated this October that its business in the city remained robust, notwithstanding the political turbulence. The state's emergency powers, as reported in October, days after redoubled protests by Hong Kong residents in the wake of the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, Morgan Creek Digital co-founder Anthony Pompliano noted that the non-seizability of Bitcoin becomes ever more attractive in moments of geopolitical crisis. Faced with a crackdown on civil liberties via emergency powers, anxious residents reportedly flocked to the city's ATMs. Intermediary cryptocurrency payments processors have also sparked ire for their apparent susceptibility to political pressures, as the recent controversy over BitPay demonstrated, following claims it blocked donations to the Hong Kong Free Press for several weeks. Yesterday, the former chief financial officer of PayPal revealed that Bank of America, BOA, had chosen to close his account, without a stated reason. PayPal joins $4.2 million round for crypto banking compliance startup. Financial institutions know how to calculate the risk of serving traditional businesses. But for firms touching cryptocurrency, the math is still fuzzy. The assumption of added regulatory hurdles and money laundering fears have led to a widespread problem. Your average bank would rather just not deal with it. Addressing those concerns with clear-eyed data is how compliance startup TRM Labs wants to accelerate the institutional embrace of crypto. And that's why a group of investors are backing the blockchain analytics firm to the tune of $4.2 million in new funding. Many might consider this the unsexy plumbing of the financial system, but it's what allows crypto adoption to thrive, TRM Labs co-founder and CEO Esteban Castao said in an interview. "We're helping financial institutions to think through crypto's potential as well as to mitigate any of the associated risks." The slate of investors includes Reddit founder Alexis Ohanian's Initialized Capital, SF Stalwart Blockchain Capital, and a new strategic partner, PayPal Ventures. The influx of capital brings TRM's total funding to $5.9 million after the startup emerged out of Y Combinator earlier this year. It's only the second blockchain-related investment disclosed by PayPal Ventures. The first was in April 2019 and comes just a month after PayPal itself withdrew from the Facebook-led Libra Association. Chainalysis, but for banks. While competing firms like Chainalysis and Elliptic are known for aiding law enforcement, TRM Labs is focused solely on finance. Financial institutions use TRM to risk score their cryptocurrency-related transactions, customers, or partnerships, helping them to simplify customer due diligence and meet regulatory requirements, the company said in a statement. That means the startup scours over a dozen blockchains, analyzing billions of transactions for signs of fraud and money laundering. The heightened interest from major players in traditional finance comes from a dawning realization that exposure to crypto is now inevitable, Castao said. "This new world is coming," he said. "We're going to help the existing financial system adapt to this new world so they can effectively engage with it." That doesn't mean TRM is alone. Chainalysis, for one, already serves the finance sector, apparently to mixed reviews. The existing providers are trying to tailor products to financial institutions, and we're just finding they're not doing a good job of that, Blockchain Capital's Spencer Bogart told CoinDesk. Regardless, he said, getting those institutions comfortable with crypto requires conforming to existing rules and regulations around tracking the provenance of customer funds. Every time we're talking to a financial institution, number one or two on their list of concerns is compliance and risk management, Bogart said. TRM Labs is a team of 20, according to Castow. The San Francisco-based company says it will use the new funding for product development, hiring and expanding to new geographies. Longhash blockchain researchers dispute 2017 single whale theory. Blockchain education platform Longhash has released research that it claims debunks the recent single whale theory of the 2017 Bitcoin (BTC) bull run. On November 18, researchers at crypto analytics firm Longhash announced that they have calculated a metric called Tether purchasing power, which shows more insight into the question of whether Tether (USDT) was used to manipulate the cryptocurrency markets. Tether's ability to manipulate the markets is when BTC's price falls. According to Longhash, the metric measures how much BTC could be bought with the entire Tether supply at any given time, pointing out that the higher the ratio, the more likely it is for Tether to potentially manipulate the markets. The researchers show statistics that seem to indicate that during the 2017 bull run, Tether purchasing power increased until the summer, but then started to decline towards the end of the year. At that time, Bitcoin was still moving towards an all-time high. Longhash's data seems to indicate that Tether has a chance to manipulate the markets when BTC is in a downward price trend, as it shot up significantly during the bear market, reaching its peak at the end of 2018. The researchers said, "This suggests that even if Tether were indeed manipulating the market, its ability to do so actually is strongest when the Bitcoin price falls. This contradicts the claim that Tether issuance drove the 2017 bull market. The supply of Tether actually failed to keep up during the height of the bull market." Study claimed that major Bitcoin price manipulation occurred in winter 2017. The recently updated academic paper titled "Is Bitcoin Really Untethered?" suggested that one single player or entity was allegedly responsible for Bitcoin's historic price surge at the end of 2017. According to the paper, the Tether stablecoin and its issuer Bitfinex played a key role in the alleged hoax. Bitfinex denied all allegations, calling the publication a transparent attempt to use the semblance of academia for a mercenary money grab. Many analysts agree and laugh off the single whale theory, saying that while the crypto market is not immune to manipulation, to assume that someone could single-handedly drive the prices up to such an extent is quite a stretch. Juan Villaverde and Martin Weiss of Weiss Ratings Agency called it preposterous when speaking with Cointelegraph, adding, "There is abundant anecdotal evidence that throws great doubt on the one large player theory. For example, exchanges were swamped and not able to onboard new customers. Google searches for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency were off the charts. New crypto businesses and ICOs were popping up every day. All of this and more suggests that the crypto surge of 2017 was very much a mass phenomenon, with heavy public participation." Bitcoin's demise? Google bailed out Citi unveil checking accounts. Another FANG company has its sights on financial services, this time it's Google, as Forbes reported on November 16, polemically claiming this could kill Bitcoin. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal last week, Google had revealed plans devised under a project code named Cash to launch consumer checking accounts in partnership with Citigroup. Lessons learned for cryptocurrency veterans: the inauspicious history of Google's choice of banking partner will not go unremarked. On the eve of the 2008 global financial crisis, Citigroup CEO Chuck Prince was still telling journalists that as long as the music is playing, you've got to get up and dance. We're still dancing. The ailing, sprawling titan Citigroup would be revealed as an institution with one of the most toxic balance sheets in the industry. By the summer of 2007, Citigroup alone was guaranteed $92.7 billion in ABCP, asset-backed commercial paper, enough to wipe out its entire Tier 1 capital, as the historian Adam Tooze has noted in his History of the Crisis. bailing out Citi and salvaging the wider, ailing and systemically dangerous banking sector would later force the Federal Reserve to undertake colossal liquidity actions as a global lender of last resort and to introduce regulation firmly entrenching the interdependence of the financial sector and government. At the time, as Tooze writes, Sheila Bair of the FDIC pointedly remarked that certain of the Fed's subsequent, more intrusive actions seemed little more than a smokescreen put up to hide a bailout of Citigroup whose collapse could not be countenanced in the aftermath of Lehman. FANG snoops, as the WSJ noted in its coverage, tech firms such as Google view financial services as a conduit to getting closer to their users and acquiring highly valuable data on their transactions and economic behavior. A McKinsey & Co. survey of consumers cited by the WSJ revealed that 58% of respondents said they would trust Google's financial products, as compared with 35% for Facebook, 56% for Apple and 65% for Amazon. Google has claimed it doesn't use its existing Google Pay data, a service that counted 11 million U.S. users in 2018, according to Forbes, for advertising purposes, and that it doesn't share that data with third parties. According to WSJ's report, Google's project with Citigroup will aim to foreground financial institutions' brands instead of Google's and leave the compliance and financial plumbing to the banks. Google executive Caesar Sengupta told the WSJ in an apparent attempt to distinguish the project from initiatives like Facebook's Libra that, "Our approach is going to be to partner deeply with banks and the financial system. It may be the slightly longer path, but it's more sustainable." Legacy Death's Forbes polemical argument that Google's foray into digital finance will kill Bitcoin has therefore been scorned by figures in the cryptocurrency sector, all too aware of the issues associated with institutional intermediation, data privacy and digital security. As Bitcoin educator Stephen Cole has quipped, a Google checking account threatens Bitcoin about as much as a new post office threatens email. The Citigroup partnership isn't the first Google story to prompt the bell ringers of Bitcoin's purportedly imminent death in recent weeks. Google is reported to have recently achieved quantum supremacy, sparking some speculation as to how future-proof and resistant the cryptography of the Bitcoin blockchain will prove to be. Yet, as Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin has commented of the perceived threat, "My one-sentence impression of recent quantum supremacy stuff so far is that it is to real quantum computing what hydrogen bombs are to nuclear fusion. Proof that a phenomenon and the capability to extract power from it exist, but still far from directed use toward useful things." Buterin's argument is shared by Andreas Antonopoulos, who has characterized the danger of quantum for Bitcoin as zip, bupkis nada. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.